here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 18th of April, 2016. It's the birthday of Clarence Darrow, born in Kinsman, Ohio, 1857. Became a lawyer who fought for unions and the poor and became famous for defending some unpopular people in his day. The Scopes trial in 1925, he defended the schoolteacher John Scopes for teaching evolution in a school in Tennessee. And he successfully defended two confessed teenage murderers, Richard Loeb and Nathan Leopold. He defended them from receiving the death penalty. Clarence Darrow, who said, "I never killed a man, but I have read many obituaries with a lot of pleasure." It's the anniversary of the San Francisco earthquake 110 years ago today, 1906, 5:12 in the morning, and then 4 minutes later was the big quake itself, which broke the gas lines, which caused the fires, and the water mains ruptured, so there was no water to fight them. 3,000 people died. More than half of the residents of the city, 400,000 people lived in San Francisco in 1906, were homeless. Jack London was there in San Francisco when the quake struck. He wrote, "All the cunning adjustments of a 20th century city had been smashed by the earthquake. The streets were piled with the debris of fallen walls. The steel rails were twisted. All the shrewd contrivances and safeguards of man had been thrown out of gear by 30 seconds twitching of the earth." 1924, on this day, the first crossword puzzle book came out. Simon & Schuster published it, and it sold out immediately. By the end of that year, 1924, the three books Simon & Schuster put out were ranked number 1, 2, and 3 on the national bestseller list. It's the birthday of the journalist Susan Faludi, 1959, in Queens, in New York City. Author of Backlash, The War Against Women, came out in 1992. And then Stiffed, The Betrayal of the American Man, came out in 1999, about the culture of masculinity in America. Susan Faludi, who said, "I don't see how you can be a feminist and not think about men. In order for women to live freely, men have to live freely, too." And it's the birthday of Clifton Keith Hilligass, Rising City, Nebraska, 1918, who gave us Cliff's Notes, the little black and yellow striped pamphlets that for some college students took the place of reading the classics themselves. Here's a poem for today by Robert Louis Stevenson. "I will make you brooches and toys for your delight of birdsong at morning and starshine at night. I will make a palace fit for you and me of green days in forests and blue days at sea. I will make my kitchen, and you shall keep your room where white flows the river and bright blows the broom. And you shall wash your linen and keep your body white in rainfall at morning and dewfall at night. And this shall be for music when no one else is near, the fine song for singing, the rare song to hear, that only I remember, that only you admire, of the broad road that stretches and the roadside fire." I Will Make You Brooches, poem by Robert Louis Stevenson. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Staples, with print solutions for small businesses, including copies, presentations, booklets, and custom-framed prints and posters in-store and online. Staples make more happen. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, with Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.